This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Old-fashioned radio stations don't pay royalties directly to musicians, but online radio stations do have to pay artists, and they complain that makes it hard to turn a profit. This morning, a House subcommittee considers a bill that would slash the royalties online radio stations pay. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
When one of cellist Zoe Keating's songs plays on internet radio, she gets just a fraction of a cent in royalties. She recently got a royalty check for the first 6 months of this year.
I had 1.5 million streams, and I got a check for $1,650.
Keating is a full-time musician, supporting her husband and toddler son, so $1,600 doesn't go too far. But the internet radio sites say they're struggling, too. They're required to pay more in royalties than satellite and cable radio outlets. The Internet Radio Fairness Act would even things out. Some webcasters say they'll go out of business if they have to keep paying the higher rate. Kurt Hansen is founder and CEO of AccuRadio.
The royalty rates are so high that it's almost impossible for webcasters to build a business.
Musicians like Zoe Keating are against the bill, but she says she would compromise, accepting lower royalties in exchange for more information on her fans, so she could make money by inviting them to concerts or alerting them to new songs they could buy. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.